From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The 535.com website updated their election forecast for the U.S. House votes this fall on September 3rd, and they are still predicting the narrowest of victories by Democrat Antonio Delgado over incumbent John Faso, 48.1% to 47.9%. The election analysts did adjust the results from a Siena College poll released last week that showed Faso had a 5-point advantage over Delgado. The website says the poll is more like a 1.2% advantage for Faso, and I quote, based on shifts in the generic congressional ballot since the poll was conducted, and polls are adjusted for house effects, the tendency for a firm's polls to lean toward Democrats or Republicans, end quote. Previously, an IMGE Insights poll gave Faso a 5-point lead, which the website adjusts to a 3.6% lead, and a DCCC targeted team poll gave Delgado a 7-point lead, which the website adjusts to a 3.1% advantage. See the 538.com website for complete details. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that after a House Republican PAC has been running anti-Antonio Delgado ads for weeks, now the House Democrats PAC is placing ads against Faso in the New York 19th congressional election. The House Majority Political Action Committee is spending more than $800,000 on advertisements attacking the freshman Republican for taking campaign contributions from the insurance industry and then voting for tax breaks for insurance companies. Republicans have been running ads critiquing Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album he released under the name A.D. The Voice. The Democrats' 30-second attack ad begins airing at the unofficial start of the campaign, the day after Labor Day, while a one-minute pro-Delgado ad started airing last week. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Nick Grassman at New York State of Politics reports that former Vice President Joe Biden endorsed Democrat Antonio Delgado in the 19th congressional election against incumbent Republican John Faso on September the 4th. I am proud to endorse Antonio Delgado for Congress in New York's 19th congressional district. The people of upstate New York deserve an engaged representative with local working class roots who understands their concerns and provides a positive vision for a better future. Antonio has consistently championed the right to universal quality, affordable health care for everyone. Antonio will continue to fight for the rights of everyone in his district by putting in the hard work and being accountable, end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for the region, including the Greater Capital District and the Mid-Hudson Valley, from noon until 7 p.m. September 4th. Heat index values in the mid-90s due to temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s and dew points in the upper 60s to around 70s are expected. The combination of heat and high humidity levels pose a significant risk for heat stress or other heat-related illnesses. During the advisory, everyone is advised to drink plenty of fluids, to stay in an air-conditioned room, if at all possible, stay out of the sun, and to check up on relatives and neighbors. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.